Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back to Believe in the Miami Heat, brought to you by the Believe Network. As always, I'm your host, Anthony DiNardo, coming to you live on the YouTube channel today. It's a Thursday night. I know we usually do these live recordings on Saturday, but I am going back home to Broward this weekend. I won't have my whole setup. It's just a little bit easier to stream here, so I figured I'll come to y'all on a Thursday night. Obviously, not too much going on the rest of the week because it is All-Star break. We will get into that a little bit, but I want to welcome my audio-only listeners. Once again, I am on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your audio podcast there. And if you're over there and want to come get your questions answered live by me on the YouTube channel, just search Anthony DiNardo. And we'll see if we get people in here today. We'll answer everyone's questions at the end because I kind of love to make this interactive. I think that's what's fun about it. But we'll see if we get people in here. I know I'm coming at a bit of a weird time. But anyways, what to say about the Miami Heat in the last week? Well, not much. There wasn't much news compared to the last few weeks, but it certainly is a feel-good ending going into the All-Star break. So I guess a feel-good ending to the first half of the season. Now, if there's one thing that I hate, it's Paul Pierce. But if there's two things that I hate, it's going into the All-Star break on a loss. And I was very scared that was going to happen because, of course, the Miami Heat lost to the Boston Celtics. That was, what, 3 games ago? I don't believe in moral victories, as I said, but to almost beat that team with no Jimmy, I didn't feel worried about the roster. Let's just put it that way. Now, I was very mad. I did drop a reaction post-game video on the YouTube channel, and I was pretty critical of the Heat. And I even acknowledged that it may just be me being mad and annoyed and kind of in the heat of the moment because I was very into that Heat-Celtics game. And that's the most I've been into a Heat regular season game in a long time. It felt good to get mad because previously this season when the Heat lose, you don't get mad. You just sort of expect it at this point. And in that game versus Celtics, I was critical of Tyler Hero. People call me a hater. Fine, I don't care. I'm tired of trying to convince people I'm not a Tyler Hero hater because, frankly, I don't care what they think. But I love Tyler Hero. That doesn't mean that I can't be critical of him. And all these people that are calling me a Tyler Hero hater are Tyler Hero stans, and they can't give him any criticism whatsoever. That game versus Celtics, he struggled in the first half, came out in the second half and lit it up, had like over 20 second half points, was making it rain from three in the fourth quarter. But if you actually watch him on the court and watch what he's doing, he was settling for like 35-foot bombs, and he hit a couple of them back-to-back in the fourth quarter. Very big shots. He's a huge reason the Heat were even in that game. But that type of basketball is not sustainable. And if we're looking at Tyler Hero as being one of the core members of this quote-unquote big three, he's got to be the offensive superstar that people are claiming he is. That means playing basketball. That means being able to get good shots, not settling for bombs that he just so happened to get lucky versus Celtics. Because people are going to look at that and say, oh yeah, he had 20 second half points. But I'm looking at that and saying it's not sustainable. And we know it's not, because we've seen Tyler Hero for 5 years now. And there's a reason that he really hasn't gotten any better since his rookie year. What have you seen in Tyler Hero's game that you could look to that and say, hey, that's an improvement in his game? You haven't seen it. Now, Tyler Hero is an amazing basketball player. He's a very great three-level scorer. But I don't think you could sit here and say that he'd have a big three when you're counting him in it. I just don't think he's got that level of skill, at least at this point in his career. He's still very young. He still could get better. I mean, the last week or so, well, I guess I'm talking about the Celtics game too, but the couple games after that and a few before the Celtics game, Tyler Hero looked really good. And we know that they're trying to have him play more of a facilitating point guard, playmaking type, especially since the Heat got Terry Rozier. And so Tyler Hero has been better at that. The anonymous player prop betting app that doesn't sponsor me, so I will not say their name, they've had Tyler Hero at 4.5 assists every game. I've been smashing that. Listen, a lot of people come on here and say, this is not financial advice. I don't care. What are you going to do? Sue me? This is financial advice. Well, can I get sued for saying that? Serious question. Y'all ever listen to like a sports betting podcast or just financial advice and they say, this is not financial advice? Is that because there's legal implications of claiming that it is? I don't know. Regardless, they've had Tyler Hero at 4.5 assists. If y'all want a very good chance at making money, smash the over on that, because as long as Terry Rozier is out, as long as Jay Rich is out, obviously Jimmy's been out, Tyler Hero's going to get the ball way more than he was before. And even before, when everyone was healthy, I still love Tyler Hero over 4.5 assists. And all of this just to say, because he's been an excellent playmaker of late. See, I can give Tyler Hero credit too. It's just the stands take when I'm critical of him and somehow make that to mean that I'm a Tyler Hero hater. I'm not. But I don't like what I saw versus the Boston Celtics, even though he had 20 second half points. But regardless, the Heat lost that game. And I'm saying, damn, they got the Milwaukee Bucks next in Milwaukee. Everyone hurt. Saying after that, they got the 76ers, who know Joel Embiid, sure, but still, was that game in Philly? I think it was in Philly. Either way, they got Tyrese Maxey. We've seen him get hot, you know. Now, last time he played the Heat, he was like 4-for-20, and I remember because I took the Tyrese Maxey over, but I digress. I was worried that the Heat would be going into the All-Star break on a 3-game losing streak. Instead, you have one of the most impactful wins of the season, blowing the hell out of the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee. Did y'all see after the game, the whole Bucks team was like huddled around center court, hugging each other, basically saying a prayer? I don't know if they were praying, saying, I pray that we don't play this Miami Heat team in the first round. I don't know if they were sitting there saying, I pray that Doc Rivers gets fired. I don't know what they were doing, but the Heat left that team shook. I'll put it like that. I also posted a post-game video reaction to that, which did very well, actually. So if y'all like or want to hear my post-game video reactions, make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Y'all see right up here, we got the current sub count. That's 3514. Let's try to get that up, because we're on the road to 5K, baby. I'd love to get to 5K by the end of this year. We should get there, but I can't do that without your help. So I do greatly appreciate all the likes and subs, because it helps the algorithm get kicking. Anyways, that game versus the Milwaukee Bucks, I want to talk about Doc Rivers a little bit, because I ranted slightly about him in my video, but not long enough. Listen, this is not breaking news, but Doc Rivers is a bum with a capital B, a capital U, and a capital M. This man has already pulled out a whole laundry list of excuses, and he's only been with the Bucks for 2 weeks. What's that team, 3-5 since he got there? He's talking about, oh, the schedule is hard. The travel is long. Whoever made the schedule has never flown from Portland to Memphis or wherever the hell they went. And then he's like, oh, well, we got guys hurt. We got guys going in and out of the lineup. If Eric Spoelstra ever says something like that, I don't know what I'd say take Eric Spoelstra to the hospital, because I don't know what happened to him. Eric, can you imagine Eric Spoelstra making an excuse like that? Let alone an excuse at all. We've seen Eric Spoelstra have like 9 guys out with COVID, 3 guys out with messed up hamstrings, and 4 other guys out for rest or whatever. And they'll be going to Golden State to play the prime Golden State Warriors with Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, whatever. I know COVID wasn't around back then, but you get my point. And in that scenario, where the Miami Heat's backs are pushed all the way against the wall, they'll ask Eric Spoelstra, what do you feel about this game? Do you think you have a chance? And Eric Spoelstra will say, we have enough. Yes, that's right, Heat fans. You knew it was coming, and I absolutely love that saying, because even recently in the Bucks game, when he was asked that question, not only did Eric Spoelstra say that we have enough, he also was a little bit offended at the reporter's question, because he said that when you're asking that question, it's insulting the other players on our roster. That's insulting to guys that are, one, still playing like Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, but also the other guys got to step up. The Duncan Robinsons that got to step up, the Caleb Martins, that's insulting to those guys too, to even ask if they have a chance. And that's true. That's why for Doc Rivers to come out in these games and say, oh yeah, we had guys hurt, it's going to be hard to win, you're just spitting in the face of all your other bench players that are trying to step up. And I see we got a few comments coming in here. I will get to all the comments a little bit later in the video. We're going to go ahead and record. I got a few notes from the past week. And once we get through that, we'll get to y'all comments in here. So keep if you're on the live stream, make sure to keep those comments coming. But Doc Rivers, huge bum. That guy will not make it past this season. And I laughed so hard when they signed him. I was so happy because I knew that only helped Miami's chances of beating them if it comes to the playoffs. I don't agree with Gilbert Arenas a lot. I think his podcast can be entertaining, but his takes on there are dumb. Now, a lot of them are outlandish because he tries to get clicks, whatever. You know how that goes. But one thing he did say is, how the hell does Doc Rivers keep getting a job when all he does is fail? And that is something that I cannot agree with more. You go back to his Boston Celtics days. You go back to his Orlando Magic days. You go back to his Los Angeles Clipper days. He's had some very talented teams, and he could never win anything except when he was the first guy to really have the monster super team with Boston. They won year one and never sniffed the final. Well, they made the finals after that, but they never sniffed the championship after that point. Now, I guess, like I just said, they made the finals versus the Lakers. You could argue you sniffed the finals, it got close. But point is, I'm not here to be semantic samurai. Doc Rivers is a bum. And I think that's enough time talking about him, because I don't think I'm saying anything that you people don't already know. What is Albert Doyle saying here, though, on the stream? I see him saying something. He said, he's not a bum. He's like any other NBA coach. You get stars and you win. Same thing Spo has done with Pat. Albert, I disagree with you, because if you actually pay attention to his game planning in the playoffs, his adjustments, they are terrible. Now, to an extent, I agree with what you're saying. If Eric Spoelstra had a completely bum roster, well, we still seen him make the playoffs. Remember that 30-11 team, or they started 11-30, went 30-11. I think a lot of that is because of Spoelstra, but obviously they missed the playoffs that year. They actually missed the playoffs. So I get it. The better players you have, the more successful you will be as a coach. But it's very clear through time and time again that Doc Rivers does not get the most out of his players. And in the playoffs particularly, his adjustments are terrible from game to game, from in the game itself. And that's why he has so many blown 3-1 leads, because his adjustments are awful. But that's enough about Doc Rivers. Great, great win. I'd love seeing that. That was the game I posted in the video. Y'all know that clip from Pocahontas where the Jit said, "These white men are dangerous." That's exactly what we saw in that Bucks game. I mean, Nikola Jovic, we gonna get into him in a little bit, but he hooped. Kevin Love, he hooped. Tyler Hero, he hooped. And then a non-white boy, Bam Adebayo, had the triple-double on top of all of that. That was a fun game. Then, of course, you had the game versus the 76ers, which was yesterday. I actually was only able to watch the first and the fourth quarter because I celebrated Valentine's Day in between, but I rewatched the replay, caught up with everything that I missed. And like I said, I saw the fourth quarter, so I saw Tyler Hero play very well. I saw Bam do his thing, and I saw Hayward Highsmith get hot finally, a guy that's been struggling of late. And overall, you got a really nice feel-good, you know, stretch going into the All-Star break, so it's nice. They can kind of reset as far as the injuries. We heard Rozier and Richardson are both week to week, but we did hear Rozier could actually potentially come back maybe right after the All-Star break. So I think he actually might miss a little less time than Josh Richardson. Now, you would hope Jimmy Butler's back. We don't know what is the deal with his family. Well, we know he had a death in the family, unfortunately, but obviously he can take as much time as he needs. I don't want to speculate on when he might return, because it could be soon, it could be a while from now. It's none of my business. But point, I mean, even though as Heat fans, I think we kind of expect this Heat team to play better when guys are missing. You know they do. I know they do. Can I explain why? No, the hell I cannot. But it is what it is.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What else do I got here? We got a couple NBA news here that I noted that happened throughout the week. Number one is something that I want to get into a little bit. And I want to apologize in advance, because I know as soon as I start talking about this, a lot of people might click off here. But I want to talk about my guy, my GOAT, Hassan Whiteside, who just officially retired this week. Now, for those of y'all that haven't been around the channel a long time, make sure to like and subscribe. But also, you may not know that I am a huge Hassan Whiteside stan to this day. Like I said, I know. I'm sorry. Don't click off. Matter of fact, I'm going to slander Whiteside at first before y'all comment it, because I know. He was lazy. He was stat hungry. All he did was chase blocks. He couldn't be coached. He was terrible hands. He got stripped every single time. I understand all of it, and all of it is true. I'm not disputing any of that. But when Hassan Whiteside came into the scene, I think I was, it was what, 2015, I think? I think that would have been like 2015. I would have been like a sophomore or junior in high school around that time. So I was still pretty young. And at the time, I just absolutely fell in love with Hassan Whiteside. The way he came out of nowhere, the way he would just get hot blocking shots. That's what I used to always say about him. Like, the way Steph Curry would get hot shooting threes, Hassan Whiteside would get hot shooting blocks and get three, four, five in a row. And I thought it was the most exciting thing, because I had never seen a player like that. And obviously, he was hilarious with the Snapchat stories and all the other stuff. I thought he was a great person. I loved his story, like his comeback story. He was drafted by the Kings and had to go play in Lebanon and a ton of other places. And he worked through adversity, and he came to the Miami Heat and he balled out. I remember he dunked on Alex Len. Then Alex Len pushed him, and Hassan Whiteside said, "I'm not taking that crap," and tackled him to the ground. Like, I thought, I love that kind of toughness. And Alex Len got the bigger suspension. I think Whiteside just got the fine. And I loved that. I fell in love with him as a kid. I mean, no, pause on that. But I'm saying, like, as a player, I fell in love with him. And ever since that day, I really, really just, he's been my favorite player. I got Hassan Whiteside jersey in the closet. Back home, I got a Miami Heat Big 3 poster, but I covered up LeBron with a picture of Hassan Whiteside. Y'all might see it if I record something when I'm back in Broward this weekend at my parents' place back home. They still live over there. But that was my guy, Hassan Whiteside. That was my dude. I've made countless Photoshops, and I personally understood a lot of his frustration, because Spo never really ran plays for him. Hassan Whiteside, I felt like, had a very great jump hook, but I don't feel like he got a lot of opportunity to do that. Now, yes, I get he'd get stripped every time he got the ball in the post, but I felt like the spacing was always bad. I felt like if you would have gave Whiteside the ball in the post, had everyone clear out, let him do a pound dribble or two, do a jump shook, I feel like he could have been a guy that could have averaged 20-plus points per game. I think his career high was 17 a night, and that was really without running offense for him. So I get a lot of the frustration. He shot like 100% from 3 1 year. I know he was 2 for 2, but I would have liked to see him expand on that a little bit. because he had a season he shot like 70% from the free throw. He was hitting mid-range shots. I just felt like he was a lot more talented than Spo utilized. But then again, who am I to tell Eric Spoelstra how to do his job? He's seen practice. He's seen all the other stuff. But as a kid in high school, I loved Hassan Whiteside. He's been my favorite player ever since. That's enough Hassan Whiteside talk. I'm sure a lot of people in here don't care about that because Hassan Whiteside is one of the most hated players in Heat history. What else? A couple other NBA news here. PJ Tucker just got fined today for, I guess, publicly requesting a trade. I wonder what the hell the deal with that is because it says the Clippers sent him and Bones Highland home, but they're going to come back after the All-Star break. But it's like, why don't they just buy him out? Like, the reason buyouts happen is because it's mutually beneficial for both the player and the team he's on. From the player's perspective, you get to leave a situation you're not happy in and go join one you are happy in. From the team's perspective, you get to pay less money to the guy than what you actually owe him contractually. So if the Clippers know they're not going to play PJ Tucker, they haven't been playing PJ Tucker, he's very unhappy there, why the hell wouldn't they want to save a little bit of dough and just let him go, let him be happy? I don't get it. So kind of on PJ Tucker's side, do I want him on the Heat? Not necessarily, but truthfully, I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I just don't feel like he'd ever play. That's why Danilo Gallinari, we could talk about that too. He just signed with the Bucks. I don't think it's that big a deal. I didn't love him as a prospect. You know, he was on my list of buyout guys I would have liked, but like, I get there's a lot of obvious flaws there. I'm not sure that he would have played over Highsmith or definitely not over Kevin Love. So like, whatever on that. Same thing with PJ Tucker. He could provide some toughness. He's a guy that could maybe play spot minutes to give Kevin Love some rest. But at this stage of their careers, I just feel like Kevin Love is better. So I don't feel like there's a lot of burn for PJ Tucker. But I still think he's a good player. If anything, he's well-rested. So I think he can contribute somewhere. And if it's Miami, I'm fine with that. The guys that I kind of wanted ahead of Gallo was, I forget, I had a top five list. I have a whole buyout video on the channel too. But the guy I wanted most is Patty Mills. He hasn't even been bought out yet. So who knows if he gets bought out. Another guy was DeLon Wright. He hasn't been bought out either yet. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. So I'm starting to think maybe the Heat don't even use this buyout spot. They definitely should because we know they get the injury bug worse than any other team like they have it right now. But we'll see. We also saw Isaiah Stewart, another guy that I really love. He was arrested. The Detroit Pistons center was arrested for punching Drew Eubanks in the tunnel prior to a game. Drew Eubanks is the center for the Phoenix Suns, I believe. And weird story. The only really tidbit we heard since that incident is that Drew Eubanks didn't even flinch. He basically like ate it. But yeah, I don't know what that's about. I mean, Isaiah Stewart, I think, is a very nice, young, talented player. Excellent rebounder. Can even stretch the floor a little bit. Kind of undersized at the center position. But he's a guy that I think has a, you know, is hustles hard enough, you know, like, he's talented enough where he can play in this league a long time as a decent role player, right? He's might be costing himself a lot of money and or a job with these incidents keep piling up. Because if you remember, he tried to kill LeBron, what, 2 years ago now? Y'all remember that wild video where he had to be held back by like seven people? I don't know. Maybe he's got some anger issues he needs to work through. But to be honest, I'd love Isaiah Stewart out of Heat. Like I just said, this Heat team needs some toughness, baby. And if he could shoot the three a little bit, grab a few rebounds, be tough. Hey, I'll take it, Heat fans. I've always liked me some Isaiah Stewart. So we'll see if anything happens there. I don't think this is an incident that will mean that he gets cut by the Pistons or anything like that. But hey, if he does, I'll take Isaiah Stewart. The only other really bit of news I got here is Caitlin Clark actually just broke the record for most points in the NCAA women's basketball. And I think that's awesome. I actually saw Caitlin Clark live. She was playing in a tournament right down the street from where I'm at in Fort Myers, down at Hertz Arena. It was a couple weeks ago. And you know that me and the boys had to pull down and see the GOAT. So I can officially say I seen the GOAT. And I really like Caitlin Clark. And I like women's basketball in general. And I think it gets a ton of undeserved hate. That's why I'm hoping Sabrina Ionescu dominates Steph Curry in the three-point shootout coming this weekend. One more thing I want to get to here before we get to a lot of these comments. I know we've been talking for 20 minutes here. Is I want to kind of start the discussion on Nikola Jovic. I don't want to get into it too much because I do plan on having a solo video about this. Probably coming out tomorrow or eventually, who knows. But I want to touch on it a little bit here before I go into more detail in the video. So I posted a tweet the other day saying, what would your ideal starting lineup be for the Miami Heat? Now, mine was Terry Rozier, Duncan Robinson, Jimmy Butler, Jaime Jaquez, and Bam Adebayo. Now, I'll probably have a video on that too, explaining my full reasoning. But the number one comment that I got in return is people wanted to start Nikola Jovic. Now, I love Nikola Jovic. I think he will be an amazing player one day. And he's a really good player right now who obviously has his inconsistencies because he's so young. So anything critical that I'm about to say about Nikola Jovic, I completely understand how young he is and how raw of a talent he is, and he will get better. But I'm trying to win a championship right now. I think that people buy a little too much into the recency bias of Nikola Jovic because he was excellent in that game versus Milwaukee, 24 points, spraying it from three, passing the ball all over the place. And then the next game, he had like four fouls in like 3 minutes or something like that. And we've seen earlier this year, he has a tendency to miss a lot of layups at the rim. He's just a very raw prospect. And earlier in the season, when he had his stint, when everyone was hurt and he started like six games in a row and he played well here and there, that was before the trade deadline. And I posted a lot of trade rumor videos and most of them had Nikola Jovic in it. And people did not like that. And I said, you're not willing to trade Nikola Jovic for help, for depth that could help you win right now is the wrong decision to me. Because I said, as well as Nikola Jovic is playing right now, as soon as everyone gets healthy, he's going to be out of the rotation again. That's why I was a proponent of, I forget the names off the top of my head, but I would have traded Jovic for Vucevic or DeMar or Lauri Markkanen or someone like that. I'm not saying I'd trade him for some bum, but for a guy that can come in and contribute and play right now, that's something I would have did. And Heat fans are like, no, Spo has to play him on and all this and that. But sure enough, everyone got healthy and Jovic did not see the floor for like another 3 weeks. Until you got everyone health or hurt now again. Jovic comes in versus the Bucks. He plays well. Everyone's all, hurrah, Jovic should be the starting four. And then he wasn't that good in the game versus the Sixers. He really wasn't. Now, again, he provides things that would be awesome in this starting lineup. The spacing, the 6'10", but one, he doesn't really play big. So what good is being 6'10 at the four if he doesn't play big? He needs someone that could guard big and can rebound. That's not Nikola Jovic. And yeah, he could push pace, but he makes a lot of mistakes still because he's so young. I personally would rather have the little bit older, little bit better defensively, Jaime Jaquez in the starting lineup because I think he's just a better fit at that point. Nikola Jovic, I'm not saying put Jovic out of the rotation. I'd love to see him continue to get some minutes and develop, but if he's becoming this inconsistent, they might be better off going, well, I guess I was going to say Caleb, but Caleb's going to get his minutes anyways. So then I was thinking Hayward Highsmith, but Hayward Highsmith has been pretty terrible too. So I think the minutes will be there for Jovic somewhere, but not in the starting lineup, in my opinion there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let me get to a lot of these comments here. Let me see what we missed. We'll start at the beginning. We got my guy Van Lee who said, good night. Why is that the first comment that you put? Like, are you going to sleep? Or are you saying like, yo, have a good night? Like, what's up? Like, I don't know. That's a weird intro, Van Lee, especially since I see you commented a little bit later. What else do we got here? My guy Joel said, this is our best shot at a ring. Our team is much better than last year based off the talent alone. I posted a video about that a couple days ago, too. Literally, I think it was titled, Are the Heat Better Than Last Year? It's interesting because I would have said so, but they also have a slightly worse winning percentage than they did last year. So it's hard for me to argue they have a better roster, but they don't have a better record, you know, and you could say they're injured this year, they were injured last year, so I don't know. I do think that Jaime Jaquez is better than Caleb and Gabe individually, and for that reason alone, I think you could say the Heat are better, even though Jaime has struggled. Maybe he's still dealing with the groin injury, but I do think the sample size we've seen from Jaime so far is enough to tell me that that dude is a hooper. And keep in mind, last regular season, Gabe Vincent was not good. He was terrible from three. Last season, Max Strus was also terrible from three. He was like 33% on high volume. He wasn't that good. Not having a good year shooting the ball from three this season either. So that seemed to work out for the Heat to not retain Max Strus, even though y'all know that's my boy. I love the Strus daddy, baby. But point is, those guys weren't great either. We forget about it because they had a great playoffs. But if you're comparing regular seasons, Jaime Jaquez is better. And obviously Terry Rozier, who's shot awfully with the Heat, he's a lot better than Kyle Lowry, obviously. Van Lee says, Ant, when this Bucks team implodes, would you prefer scalping one of their stars? I have a strange feeling Dame or Giannis request a trade. Giannis, I don't think, would ever request a trade. Dame, we could see that boy ain't happy. His three-point percentage, if you didn't know, is awful this year. Dame shooting like 29%. A guy like Dame shooting 29%, you know it's got to be something mental. It sounds like he ain't happy there, which, shocker, he didn't want to be there in the first place. So would I love to get Dame? If it's next season, yeah. If it's two seasons from now, maybe not. He's obviously getting a bit on the older side, but if it's next season, sure. He also said, do you watch soccer? Real Madrid doing what Golden State did 8 years ago. They get in Mbappe this summer. So I'm not a soccer guy, right? But I am starting to try to get into it. I did watch almost every Inter Miami game last year. And obviously that's because they got the boy Messi. He's making things real exciting down here in South Florida. I went to a game last year. So while I don't watch soccer, I know who Mbappe is because that boy got his ass kicked by Messi in the World Cup last year. But while I am not into soccer, I am trying. And I'm looking forward to the Inter Miami season coming up. And I know when people are talking about soccer, they're talking about the Euro League and Premier League and all that stuff, but I'm gonna just stick with Miami. I'm a Miami sports guy. I know the MLS, the level of talent isn't that great, but what can I say? Joel said it feels like Joe Cronin saved us by not accepting that Dame package. That's one of my favorite like things going on Heat Twitter is whenever Jovic or Jaime balls out, they post the Joe Cronin face with his quote where he said, "I will not let emotions get involved. I will make the best decision for this team." That boy was petty as hell and said, let me take DeAndre Ayton's bum ass. Let me go draft Scoot Henderson, bum ass. Let me go give Jeremy Grant a $300 million contract. He's actually a really good player. I'd like him on the Heat. But he ain't worth that money. That team sucks. And nothing brings me more pride than seeing all the pieces that the Portland Trailblazers got be terrible. Rob Williams, out for the year. Malcolm Brogdon, decent player, even though he's hurt at the moment too. But yeah, that screw Joe Cronin, man. What else we got here? What's up? I got my boy Mick said, Mick Tantalizing. Mick is his name. What the hell does tantalizing mean? I don't know. But he said, what's up? What's going on, y'all? Jimmy the Heat will win a championship. Let's go Heat. We got Van Lee saying, be brutally honest. Has Hero already reached his ceiling? Because this boy's allergic to getting to the rim. I don't see how he's increasing his points per game and efficiency unless he does a monster body swap with Curry. With Curry? Why would he do a swap with Curry? Curry's small too. No, this is not his ceiling. I think it's kind of ridiculous for people that are like, oh, Tyler Hero is this. He is what he is. I mean, Tyler Hero is what? I'll look it up real quick. But he can't be. He must be 24. Tyler Hero is 24 years old. And he just turned 24 last month, less than a month ago. You're not in your prime at 24 years old. You're not. And Tyler Hero has already done more in his career than most 4-year-olds. You're talking about a guy that's had a very good NBA Finals game, starred on the conference final stage. There's not a lot of players that have done that. That's why I do got a lot of respect for Tyler Hero. Van Lee also points out that every year the Chiefs have won the Super Bowl, the Heat have gone to the finals. People are saying that two things is not a trend. You need to have a larger sample size, but I'll entertain y'all for a little bit. And the Miami Heat are going back to the NBA Finals. What's up, my guy, Trey Jean? He said, Ant, hop on 2K, bro. Man, I used to play 2K back in the day. 2K11 got me on, and I was playing from 11 to, like, 2K19. And then I kind of put down the sticks and started focusing more on real basketball. Now, I always hooped. Well, I didn't always hoop, but I started taking basketball seriously. Like, I hooped since, like, 11th grade or 7th grade, but I started taking hoops seriously in about 10th grade. I got in shape. I lost over 100 pounds. And to this day, I'm playing hoops 6 or 7 times a week, like, seriously. I'm going to the park, got a couple indoor gyms. Actually, when I'm back home in Broward tomorrow, we rented an indoor gym, me and the boys. So we like to do some private runs there sometimes because they're really good. It's just something fun we do once in a while. But other than that, I'm playing pickup everywhere. I'm playing in men's leagues. And that court we're going to tomorrow, I actually saw Chef Trilly there last time we rented out that because they got a few courts in there. And I saw Chef Trilly there. And one of my boys, Will, recognized Trilly. I didn't actually recognize Trilly. He's like, yo, snap, that's Trilly. And I looked over and I was like, I think that is Trilly. And then I was like, I think he knows me. So Will was like, you won't go up to him or something. I don't remember. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go up to him. So this was kind of awkward, but it's funny. I went up to Trilly, right? And y'all know Chef Trilly. If you don't, he's from Heat Twitter, got like a bunch of followers, whatever. So I went up to Trilly and he was watching the other game. I guess he must have had his boys in that court. And I looked at him and I dapped him up and I said, random question. I said, do you know me? I pulled the do you know me on him. And he looked at me like this. He dead ass did the chin thing. He looked at me and said, Heat fan, right? And I said, yeah. And then he looked at me a little bit longer and he said, YouTube channel, right? And I said, yeah, yeah, that's me. And I said, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you recognized me because we had interactions on Twitter. He's commenting on the videos. And he's like, nah, it's cool, man. What's up? So we just kind of said, what's up? And I told him I like what he does. And then I went back to playing my game. But yeah, funny story. I ran into Chef Trilly there. But yeah, I don't really play 2K anymore. Really, I don't game much. I'm not really much of a gamer. I never was. Back in the day, like I'm talking middle school, I was Guitar Hero God. Like, I'm talking expert, almost all the songs I couldn't beat through the Fire and Flames. But I was a god at Guitar Hero. And I still throw that on once in a while to stay fresh. So I'm nasty at Guitar Hero to this day. Actually, the Basement Sports Network, the other network that I do post-game live streams and stuff for, they have a Twitch channel now. And they're going to start streaming gaming and stuff in there. I want to get on there and start streaming some Guitar Hero. So if y'all want to see me play Guitar Hero, go follow the Basement Sports Network on Twitter. Follow them on Twitch, and you'll be able to see every time we go live over there. So I'm nasty at that. But even back in the day, I was playing that. I was playing a little bit of Call of Duty around the Black Ops era. And then the 2K and Madden. That was basically it. And then I pretty much was only playing 2K and Madden. And then I just stopped playing all of it because I'm hooping 7 nights a week. And that's really all I got time for. I was hooping before this. Shout out all my guys at the courts. Today was a rough day for me though. Kenny and Ryan, I mean, y'all don't know Kenny and Ryan, but they got paired up together. Those boys are hoopers, and I'm like, I got picked up by the bum. You know what happens when you playing pickup? When the bum dude, you know what I hate? When you're shooting for captain and the bum dude makes it. That's what I'm trying to say. Because then if you get picked up by the bum guy, your team's gonna suck. And I just so happened to get picked up by the bum guy. And I looked and I was like, nah, I'm not playing, bro. I really wasn't in the mood to waste my time and just get my ass kicked. So I just kind of sat out for a little bit until there were some more decent players that showed up. And then I hopped on and then we got our ass kicked anyway. So I guess that's karma for saying no to the first bum dude. But anyways, yeah, I'm just hooping most of the time. So not really playing too much video games. Me and the boys still hop on Fortnite though. We do play Fortnite a couple times a week. I do enjoy. But again, if I'm playing for it, I'm playing for like an hour and putting it down. That's pretty much all I do. What else do we got here? Nick said that I do pro wrestling. No. What do we got here from everyone else here? What's up? We got someone said, I'm new to your channel. Good evening, sir. Listen, my guy, I appreciate you, but the subscriber count here in the top right corner has not gone up. So if you are enjoying what you're seeing, make sure to go leave a like and subscribe. And if you're one of the audio-only listeners, do me a favor and hop over to the YouTube channel and drop a sub over there because it does help me out a lot. And make sure to leave 5 stars if you're on the audio side as well. Beefy Biscuit said, I lost all credibility when I say Tyler is as good as he was his rookie year. He's clearly better than that. Better defense, better facilitating, and tighter handle. He's not elite, but come on, the consistency is still not there. We saw Tyler have games his rookie year where he was doing exactly what he was now. We saw him have games with 7 assists and pass and be very efficient. We saw him have games where he could get to the rim and have a relatively decent game. We've seen that this season. but that's oftentimes followed up with a game where he's shooting 4-for-20. He's shooting 30%. Next game, 35%. The consistency is not there. And a lot of these Tyler Hero stands just ignore all of the bad and focus on the good. He is not a consistent basketball player. Now, this season, he's shooting fantastic from three. That I will give him. He has been amazing from downtown. I believe he's over 40% from there. He just dipped under because I think he was he was just like 1-for-6 last game. Whatever. He's at 39%, 40 if you round up. He's had a great season shooting the ball. But, okay, as a rookie, Tyler Hero shot 43% from the field and 39% from three. This season, Tyler Hero has shot 43% from the field and 39% from three. Now, you got more volume now, so obviously the same efficiency is still good, but there hasn't been one thing that you can look at and say, he does this better. It doesn't exist. It doesn't. He averaged 2 assists as a rookie, 4 assists now, so he's doubled it, but he's also doubled his turnovers. So more playing time, things double. There isn't one thing you could look at and say definitively that he is better at that. That's just my opinion. What else is this? Joel said, Dame didn't stand on business when Joe Cronin said he wouldn't train into Miami. Now he can waste the final years of his career with Doc Rivers. I'm saying that too, man. Screw Dame. You could, if you wanted to be in Miami, you could have been in Miami. That's the same reason I didn't want Bradley Beal. The dude over there years ago saying, oh, I want to win. Oh, but a max extension with Washington? I'll sign that. And now he wants to come to Miami. Man, you could have been here years ago, but you wanted to take the money, which is fine. I will never fault a guy for taking his money. You should take the money. But at the same time, don't complain that you can't win any games because you can't have your cake and eat it too. It's the same thing Carmelo Anthony did. Always took the most money with bum-ass Knicks teams and then complained why he could never win anything. When you look at the Heat, LeBron took less money. CB took less money. D-Wade took less money. They did that so they could play together. They did that so they could fit Udonis Haslem on the team because they knew if they wanted to win a ring, they needed UD on the team. But no, Carmelo never wanted to take less money. Bradley Beal never wanted to take less money. That's why I said, screw those guys. You had a chance to come here. Don't want you no more. Kind of feel the same with Dame a little bit because he didn't stand on his business. Anyways, we got a few more comments coming in here, but I kind of want to wrap it up because I don't want to have a bunch of dead air trying to read all the comments. But I appreciate y'all tuning in. I tell y'all to leave a like and do all that, but I already said it 1,000 times and I don't want to annoy everyone on here. But I do greatly appreciate y'all. I might record a Nikola Jokic video after this. I'll see. I am looking forward to the All-Star weekend. I see we got a comment from Joel saying he needs Hame to win the dunk contest. So, yes. If I don't see y'all before the dunk contest, let's go Jaime Jaquez Jr. It should be a good one. Just don't embarrass yourself. I don't need that stink on this franchise. Anyways, I don't have an outro video for this live stream yet, so I'm just going to end it. But I'll see y'all next time. Peace out, y'all.
Look, pull up in the city trying to get that dead fast. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.